you're able to talk about.
Oathkeepers, I was part of the Ron Paul campaign in 2008. I had worked for Ron in DC. And I realized that whether it was going to be John McCain, back at the time, I didn't even understand who the Democrat candidate was going to be. But I knew that no matter whether it was Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, and even if John McCain won, we were in trouble because both parties had betrayed the Constitution. And I decided to focus all my energies on the guy with the guns to encourage the military and police, firefighters, all those at the tip of the spear to honor the Constitution and refuse unlawful orders. So that was a big focus, was on the men with the guns who were given the orders. And, you know, right now the bad guys are focusing on them as well. You see a purge happening in our military. Mm-hmm. It just goes to show they're worried about it also. So they want to make sure the military is going to do what they're told, and we'd like to make sure the military does what the Constitution demands and follow their oath. That was my reason for starting Oath Keepers. And when I was a student at Yale Law School, I really focused in on emergency powers and all the claimed authority post 9/11. And we kind of crossed Rubicon in the Bush administration of unconstitutional behavior and claimed powers. And it's been, since then, it's only gotten worse. So I think we're in considerable trouble. Of course, now we're facing a wide open coup by the deep state and by their communist allies in the United States. And I just finished watching a series on the Spanish Civil War. And I think it's pretty ominous parallels between what's going on in our country right now and what ripped Spain apart. And so I think that we're at risk of going down the same road. And I'm not calling for it. You know, I'm not advocating it. So, of course, the left will twist. And you might point out that we're in a civil war of sorts, a cold civil war. You know, they immediately try to claim that I'm calling for it. I'm some kind of bloodthirsty, you know, a person that loves violence, and not at all. So I hope Americans can avoid that. But I think we're being set up for it, for divide and conquer. Yes. That's what's happening to us. And so, you know, I think that plays into what's going on right now. And so right now we see the left engaged in a purge across the political spectrum. And what people need to understand is that you are not going to be able to be safe by appeasing your enemies and trying to push other patriots under the bus. And I think that's entirely too much of that going on. It's disgusting. So we see too many people infighting on the political right and chucking each other under the bus and trying to disavow each other, especially after January the 6th, and attempting to appease their enemies. And that's it's disgusting and dishonorable, but it's also a losing strategy.